1380 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden meeting today with top congressional leaders. There is another looming government shutdown this weekend. ABC's Rachel Scott with a rundown of what could be included if it happens.
Funding for several key agencies will run out, including agriculture, transportation, housing and veteran services. More than 100,000 federal workers would go without pay. That also includes air traffic controllers, which could possibly lead to travel disruptions. And then 1 week later, the rest of the federal government would shut down, with funding running out for the Pentagon and Department of Homeland Security.
It's primary election day in Michigan. Some Arab American voters, many of whom live around Detroit, are planning to write uncommitted instead of pulling the lever for President Joe Biden because they say they are upset about U.S. policy in Gaza. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp is blaming the White House and its border policy following the death of a nursing student who was murdered on the University of Georgia campus, the main suspect in the case, an immigrant who was in the country illegally. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. We're near the end of Black History Month, first proclaimed by President Reagan in 1986. He said Black history had a rightful place in American schools. Senator LaTanya Johnson says she's dismayed by the change in tone from Wisconsin Republicans.
It's so far away from that. We see so many attacks on minorities in that building.
Johnson speaking to the Wisconsin Eye Public Affairs Channel. A pair of redistricting experts is billing the state $128,000 for the work they did for the Wisconsin Supreme Court. About half the bill will be paid by taxpayers. The rest will be covered by the six parties in the case. The case was effectively closed when Governor Evers enacted new maps last week. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WMDX News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. The Madison School Board approved a contract to hire Dr. Joe Gothard as Madison's newest superintendent. Gothard currently leads St. Paul Public Schools and was recently named the National Superintendent of the Year. He had previously served as principal at Toki Middle School and La Follette High School. The school board and Gothard will hold an introductory press conference in the coming weeks. His tenure at Madison Schools will officially begin on July 1st. Black History Month is wrapping up, and the city and county civil rights departments are celebrating with a film presentation at the Monona Terrace. The event is free and starts at 6 p.m. on Thursday. It'll start with a presentation and unveiling of a new Black Heritage stamp from the U.S. Postal Service in honor of Constance Baker Motley, America's first Black federal judge. They will then hold a screening of Leaders of Madison's Black Renaissance, which highlights local Black leaders. And that's what you need to know. I'm Nate Wiggehout, WMDX News.
When Cynthia came to TurboTax, she had just launched her new side gig, a true crime podcast.
I'm a first-rate detective with a golden voice.
As her TurboTax expert, I made her second income count by guaranteeing 100% accurate filing and her maximum refund.
What did she do with that refund? Find out next week.
Switch to Intuit TurboTax and make your moves count. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees. Experts only available with TurboTax Live.
Bucks return to Milwaukee. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After the All-Star break and a road trip, the Bucks are back home tonight against the Charlotte Hornets. Head coach Doc Rivers says he's finally seeing improvement on defense.
I think our guys, you know, playing both ends is exhausting, and it was taken away from our offense a little bit. I think their conditioning is starting to catch up. You can see that, you know, last three, four games we've been terrific. This team, because you have a Giannis on your team, if you can get stopped, you can get in transition. Giannis in transition is a problem for everybody.
Baseball, the Brewers losing to the Reds 8-3. Tomorrow, they'll host Craig Counsell and the Chicago Cubs. We're in Indy to cover the NFL Scouting Combine getting underway today. Over 320 of the top players in college football are here. Will running back Aaron Jones be back with the pack?
Yeah, absolutely. I think we'd love to have Aaron back. We're still kind of putting all those things together as far as how we're going to move forward. But, I mean, that's kind of the anticipation, is that he'll be back.
That's Packers GM Brian Gutekunst. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Mostly sunny today with clouds and a chance of light rain after about 3 or 4 o'clock this afternoon. Our high today, 68, with temperatures dropping fairly quickly by late this afternoon into this evening. Tonight, light snow, 17. Tomorrow, little light snow early, then sunshine, colder, high of 26. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
Your smile says a lot about you. It can give you confidence and give great first impressions. At West University Family Dentistry, Dr. Thacker and his staff will help ensure your oral health is in top shape, because oral health affects your overall health. From routine checkups to advanced treatments, they're here to keep your smile shining bright and to make your dental appointment as pleasant and stress-free as possible. Call West University Family Dentistry at 608-238-6244. 608-238-6244. Or log on West University. CityFamilyDentistry.com.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
I like your stories and your reporting. Great show.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
I just want to make the case, though, that it's important not to lose sight of the fact that any vote that's not cast for Joe Biden supports a second Trump term. A second Trump term would be devastating, not just on fundamental rights, not just on our democracy here at home, but also when it comes to foreign policy. This was a man who promoted a Muslim ban.
Thank you, Governor Gretchen Whitmer.
Listen to your governor, people.
Yeah, who went on to say.
This is, I think, a very high stakes moment. I'm encouraging people to cast an affirmative vote for President Biden. I understand the pain that people are feeling, and I'll continue to work to build bridges with folks in all of these communities, because they're all important to me, they're all important to Michigan, and I know they're all important to President Biden as well.
All right. By the way, have I ever mentioned that Donald Trump is a clear and present danger to not only national security, but the international order and life itself as we know it?
Yeah. I think I've heard that a couple times.
Yeah. All right. This is another first. Have we overused unprecedented yet? Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg has asked the judge to impose a gag order on Trump ahead of the trial related to Trump's hush money. It's the election interference case, not hush money. Trump has a long history of making public and inflammatory remarks about the participants in various judicial proceedings against him, including jurors, witnesses, lawyers, and court staff, wrote the DA's office. The filing added Trump's public attacks pose a significant and imminent threat to the orderly administration of this criminal proceeding. Kyle Griffin, I believe, said in its gag order request, the DA's office said it has received hundreds of threats in the wake of and connected to Trump's public attacks. The office responded to terroristic mailings twice around the time of Trump's indictment. In addition, the office received thousands of harassing, racist, and offensive emails, phone calls, and text messages. Oy. This one, George Conway tweets via Zachary Cohen, Fulton County DA Fawnie Willis and her top prosecutor received an onslaught of harassing phone calls over the weekend after their personal contact information was cited in legal paperwork from Trump's defense lawyer in the Georgia case. Mm-hmm. Willis and Nathan Wade both changed their phone numbers because of an explosion of calls in recent days. She had to leave the home that she loved and paid for.
Yeah.
George Conway goes on to say the wave of calls came after an unredacted version of the motion, including exhibits, was shared with counsel on both sides. Trump's lead attorney in the Georgia case told the DA's office he mistakenly shared unredacted phone records with a reporter before the motion was filed. Reporter did not publish the records as requested, and contact info was redacted. But cell phone records with personal identifying information still appeared on social media per the DA's response to the Trump motion. And as Frangela keeps saying, this is just more digging around in a black lady's panties.
Yep.
Have you heard about all this, you know, the phone information, which, first of all, it's, I forget the, you know me, I don't know, the technical, whatever it's called, the kind of metadata. Yeah, but it doesn't prove that when the relationship started.
Right.
They clearly were friends in advance, and also the data could be anywhere nearby. Mm-hmm. Like, but the fact that we're digging this deep into a black lady's panties to try to prove, like, you know, I mean, why are they just going to come out and say exactly when did he stick his in your? I mean, right?
They want to? They want to.
I mean, it's just like, oh my God, you know, it's. And many people, you know, were friends first before something became romantic.
Of course.
But it's just the
and
fact
co-workers.
That...
They were co-workers, too. Yeah. Co-workers text each
yes.
other.
Oh, my God, Chris, you could cut the sexual tension between you and I now with a knife for years. We've resisted and
resisted.
When did
resisted. I stick mine in yours?
Pardon me?
You've seen hers.
When did I stick mine in yours?
You've seen hers, though.
he has seen mine, but only in a comedy skit.
But it was...
Type situation.
It's been burned into my brain.
Yeah.
You poor thing.
That's what prevented that workplace harassment, is him seeing my hooch. Okay.
On a work day.
Yeah. I've seen your boobuses, too.
Thanks.
Uh-huh.
I saw your boobs. Uh-huh. Yeah. Hi, Deborah in Detroit, our cub reporter on primary day.
Steph.
Hi.
Hey, Steph. Hey, Jody. Hey, Chris.
Hey.
Hi.
I want to tell y'all that, yes, by the way, my 99-year-old mom, who I'm a caregiver for, who lives with me, we always listen to Big Gretch, okay?
Oh, Big Gretch, yeah.
Yeah.
You have some awesome women in Michigan. Can I just say Dana Nessel and Gretchen Whitmer and Jocelyn Benson?
Oh, yes, and Jocelyn is the reason we're able to vote by Dropbox. I put something in your Twitter, and I'm saying Twitter, that we put our votes in the Dropbox.
Good.
Now, here's the thing, Stephanie. My daddy always taught me, don't play with your food. So I don't play with my food, and I don't play with my vote either.
There you
okay?
go.
Okay?
Yeah.
So I'm going to eat all my Biden up, okay?
Thank you. It's what's for dinner.
just for dinner is Biden.
Yeah.
And the thing about it is, I feel for the people over in Dearborn. They're not too far from me. Mm-hmm. But the thing about it is, all roads lead to Putin. Everything is happening, even with the Russian interference. Yeah. Why would I put uncommitted and play with my vote when Russia's already going to actually try to do it in my state?
Yep, absolutely.
They did it before.
You are the smartest girl in class this morning. Thank you for calling, Deb. She's our cub reporter.
She's on the ground in primary day.
Yes, I have to say that it's better that they're doing it during the primary than during the
absolutely.
Yes. Please don't play grab ass with democracy.
Okay. I already voted in our primary.
Oh, me too. I did too. I voted the day I got it because I'm just, you know.
I vote the day of at a polling place.
Now, do you bring your ballot in?
I do. I bring everything that they've mailed me in.
Oh, no.
And is it already filled out?
I mailed it the day I got
it. Over?
No. Oh, I go into a booth. That's what I like to do.
Really?
Pam in New Hampshire. Hello.
Hey, Stephanie. I just hope all these billionaires, if they listen to your show, when Putin was running, he had a ton of billionaires. And when one man runs the government, these billionaires are now dead. They're accused of crimes. They're in jail, and Putin takes the money. So don't think Trump's not going to pay back the Koch brothers for giving money to Nikki Haley, because one man
brother.
Can accuse them of crime. So these billionaires better be careful, and so is the news media, because they will be in jail.
Oh, yeah.
Trump don't forget nothing.
Yeah. No, he just said I think his CPAC speech might have been the creepiest, rapiest one yet. Yeah. Just talking about his, I don't know, my final revenge or whatever. Like,
it's retribution, all of it.
Right, my final, this will be my revenge, will be the blah.
I didn't
is that for
it.
Me? Hi, is that for me? Hello. Okay.
How many billionaires listen to this program?
Sorry. Oh, probably lots.
All billions. Of them.
Let me just say they're a little tight with their cash if they do.
Tom
listen.
Steyer, we're talking to you.
I like this a little bit of love. Stephanie Miller Show would love a little bit of love. All you
Mr.
billionaires
Soros.
Listening. We like to lighten your load for you. Okay.
It's, you know, their pockets get heavy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
All that change.
All that loose change.
Yeah.
Okay. On primary day in Michigan, as we were saying, we way outnumber them. If we vote, if we don't play grab ass with democracy and play with our food, as our good friend just said. Right? Like Biden made the point. Like, it literally is like 30% is controlling the entire Republican Party. And as Nikki Haley keeps saying, there's 40% of Republicans that aren't voting for Trump. I mean, there's no way he wins with those numbers if we all
show up.
Thank you. But some of these people just are lost to us. Why do comedians have to do all the hard
they
work?
Do all the work.
All
okay.
the democracy heavy lifting. Big announcement Monday. right at this hour. Sexy liberal announcement. Why? And last time we saved democracy. Now it is the Save the World tour. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I swear to God, like Jimmy Kimmel. I mean, it is exposing in a comedic way, but better than we can. Just how tribal this country has got, and how we can't.
These people.
What does Angela from Frangela always say? Stop recruiting at Klan rallies.
Some of
these people are lost to us. They are just too. I mean, this exposed exactly. So they asked. First of all, like you're like, I can't believe they don't even listen to the news enough to know
right. That
the things they're asking about are things Trump did. Mm-hmm. Anyway, but so just take a listen to these.
There are accusations that Joe Biden cheated on his wife with a porn star after his son was born. And there's actually a paper trail showing he paid the sex worker $130,000 to keep quiet about it.
Well, who did that?
Joe Biden.
And he was making, I think, less than $100,000 a year at that time.
That's right.
As a congressman, a senator. Now, how does he do that?
You tell me. Would you vote for someone that
paid? Of course not.
Okay.
Wait for it.
Okay.
So Trump did do that.
Trump had a fling with Stormy Daniels.
And paid her $130,000.
Hush money, yes.
And you're voting for him.
I am. My father had affairs, too, and I still respect him.
Oh, God.
But if it were Joe Biden.
Throwing his father under the bus.
Yeah, wow. Joe Biden, that was an absolute deal breaker. Yes.
What do you think about Joe Biden saying that getting through the 80s without getting HIV was his own personal Vietnam?
Again, it's very sad, his mental capacity, and that is a very uneducated statement.
Okay, I'm so sorry. These are not, I got my notes mixed up. Can I ask you this question? Can we start over and ask you?
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
What did you think of Donald Trump saying that getting through the 80s without getting HIV was his own personal Vietnam? Dementia patient?
No, I don't believe that.
Yeah, and it just...
Let those people go. Let those people go.
It was amazing to listen to that.
You can't win them with those people.
No. I mean, but that goes to Rachel Bitticoffer's point about polling. Literally the day after Biden was inaugurated, they're like, this economy sucks. Which was clearly still Trump's economy.
Right.
But it's just, you know, some of that you're not going to overcome. We can't waste our energy on that. We got to turn out, you know, everybody we can. Yeah. And don't play grab ass with democracy. Thank you. Anita in San Antonio, she knows what I'm talking about.
Yes.
She's picking up what I'm putting down.
I know exactly what you're talking about. That is, I love your cub reporter from Detroit. I think those people that are voting non-committed are playing a dangerous game. I'm worried that they won't all come back in November. That's my fear.
Although, I mean,
but anyway,
Anita, I was just going to say, there has been a lot of reporting. And again, I don't want to engage now in the sort of, you know, there, calm down kind of thing that annoys me and other people. But my point is, this has happened for years and years and years. Like, this is not the first time this has happened where people say they're not coming back. They're not going to vote, you know. So we'll see.
They did it to Obama.
Yeah.
There was a protest vote in Michigan
against
Obama in 2012. So it's kind of something Michigan does. But anyway, I just wanted to say, speaking of Jimmy
And by
Kimmel,
the way, Bernie wanted to primary Obama. But can I just say Bernie spoke out against doing this in Michigan, any protest vote, right? I mean, it's...
Yeah, exactly. So I just wanted to, speaking of Jimmy Kimmel, I don't know if you saw last night, when Donald Trump made that speech to those black conservatives in South Carolina, and he showed the audience, it was mostly white.
Yeah, it was mainly white folks.
That's why they were cheering when he was putting out all those disgusting racist tropes.
Yeah. God, that makes it even worse.
Everything he does is a lie.
Yeah.
Everything he does.
Yeah.
It's just all a lie.
It's all a con. Yep, absolutely. 18 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Dr. Maury. Did you see how panicked I was this morning?
I know. Because I didn't know where the food was.
It was in the mailbox.
That's too
bad. It was Dr. Marty's food delivery day, and I was like, they're going to kill me. If it didn't arrive, I'm just saying. But whew, lordy.
It arrived.
Those bowls are full now. I'm telling you, dogs love Nature's Blend, period. It is full of real turkey, beef, salmon, duck. What is not to love? They've been so much healthier, happier. I'm telling you, the friskiest, they put the frisky in Never mind. Okay, the ingredients in Nature's Blend are that wholesome. It does not contain any artificial preservatives. Dry to the touch, no mess, shelf stable. Don't need to keep it in the fridge or the freezer. And the dogs love that raw, freeze-dried taste. It is delicious. My listeners can get up to 54% off their first Nature's Blend order, plus a free bag of premium beef liver dog treats. That's how I get Clyde in his harness every day because we play a game where he runs away, even though he wants to go for a hike. But then I have to give him Tilly's treasure. Okay. DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Message and data rates may apply.
Stephanie Miller, a lovely girl who came from beyond the stars to spot in the sea.
A healthy weight, more energy, and smooth, regular bowel movements. Three things everyone strives for.
It's me, Chuck Norris. There's one really important thing we don't talk about enough. Our health. Achy joints, digestive issues, weight gain, and fatigue. We're told these are normal signs of aging. So working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick.
Morning Kick is a revolutionary formula combining 10 different supplements in one. Probiotics that help you lose weight. Prebiotics for digestion. Superfoods for muscles and joints. And several of the most powerful anti-aging supplements on earth. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, focused, and help manage stress.
Anybody can achieve great health regardless of their age.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com. Use code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511 and claim 40% off today.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee.
Text Stephanie to 511-511. Morning Kick.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Tax fees may apply.
Everything is expensive right now. Gas, food, you name it. You're spending more, you're making the same or less money. So, what do? You rack up credit card debt, that's what you do. It's not your fault. It's the economy. And guess what? If you rack up too much credit card debt like some of us, you can't pay your bills. Then the credit card companies, as nice as they are, start hounding you for money. Then you start your downward spiral. A smart thing for you to do is to call the Zero Debt. They can help you consolidate all your credit card bills into one affordable payment. Millions of people have done it. It works to make you debt-free. Make this free call right now. It costs you nothing to learn more.
800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. That's 800-298-9093.
I joined the Carpenters Union 15 years ago as an apprentice, got free training, and have been able to advance. Now I'm a superintendent running high-profile projects in Madison that change the city's skyline. I'm looking for skilled and experienced carpenters. If you want to join my team with great pay, better benefits, and a chance to advance, apply today. Call 608-240-0314 and press 0 to apply. That's 608-240-0314 and press 0.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
You look at Taylor Swift. She fought off the bitterness of defeat when she lost her records, when she was kind of duped by a manager. People who told her she'd never amount to anything. But it doesn't matter if you like her music or not. I'm a fan of anyone. Doesn't matter whether they're artist or an athlete or just a common Jane or Joe. If you've overcome something in your life, you're a winner. If you've made it through, that's what it's all about.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
We'll be right back.
Stephanie Miller.
I'm sick.
He doesn't feel well at all.
Like,
poor
it's
thing.
So weird. It's like Groundhog Day. Didn't we just play this? Oh, we did.
Played okay. Last hour. It was last
hello.
Hour.
Oh, hello.
Last hour.
Well, hello again. It's hour two. Hello.
Hello.
Charlie Pierce is coming up. Oh, by the way, speaking of the playing grab ass with democracy, the playing grab ass with democracy award goes to this Dean Phillips idiot operative. Oh, my God. An operative for Dean Phillips. Yeah, admitted he commissioned the fake Biden AI robocall in a stunning non-apology. He claimed he was paid $150 really to help destroy democracy. Mm-hmm. Nicely done, idiot. Mm-hmm. By a consultant for Dean Phillips to create a robocall that encouraged New Hampshire voters to stay home in their state's primary instead of voting for Joe Biden. Okay, all right. So, guess what? The Republican Party is about to bring us a government shutdown, probably.
Whee!
Again.
On Friday.
Friday. Hooray. President Biden set to convene the top four congressional leaders at the White House today to try to avoid yet another Republican government shutdown. President Biden, here he is.
House of Representatives must pass the bipartisan national security bill. The bill provides urgent funding for Ukraine. And it passed overwhelmingly in the Senate.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no question, none. If the Speaker called for a vote in the House, it would pass easily today.
Mm-hmm. It would.
I don't know why. I've been struck by this. It's a pharmaceutical commercial on MSNBC. Have you seen it for Roe.co?
Co.
Is that
Roe.
What it is?
Co, yeah. And it's, yeah. It's a weight loss
yeah.
Injection.
It's an injection, sure.
Yeah. The cravings have completely disappeared. I'm not quite sure how something that's just a little tiny prick can be so powerful in so many different ways.
In a totally unrelated story, the president had some thoughts on Speaker Johnson.
History's watching. The clock is ticking. Brave Ukrainian soldiers and civilians are dying. Russia is taking Ukraine territory for the first time in many months. But here in America, the Speaker gave the House a two-week vacation. They have to come back. They have to come back and get this done. Because failure to support Ukraine in this critical moment will never be forgotten in history. It will be measured, and it will have impact for decades to come.
Yep. That sounds like a good injection. It's just a tiny little prick. So you can barely feel it. Okay.
Sounds like Donald.
So
that's Stormy.
You know, Ken Buck.
Is that who you are? What you like to do? You know,
in this
one
case,
of these days, you're going to make me say what I'm actually thinking.
I can't hear it through the mask anyway. Okay. Chris has a cold. He doesn't have COVID. That's why he's wearing a mask.
That's right.
Okay.
He's being considerate
I mean,
to the groom.
Even Republicans that you think have some shred of decency, right? Because he's been obviously an outspoken critic of, you know, the impeachments, knowing there's no there. It keeps blowing up in their face. He just announced a resolution calling for Vice President Kamala Harris to invoke the 25th Amendment.
Yeah.
Are you kidding
me? So he wants a President Harris?
I guess.
But because that's what would happen.
This resolution is so ridiculous. He's the oldest president. Oh, well,
ooh,
you definitely
you
should
go.
Be. Yes. He's been televised wandering aimlessly.
No.
Okay. Are you only watching Fox News? And secondly, Donald Trump has been televised wandering aimlessly. I don't know how many times. President Biden frequently speaks publicly in an incoherent and indiscernible manner, often with the aid of a teleprompter. Yes, he really should get 25th Amendment for using a teleprompter because that's the first time ever.
And note cards.
Note cards are bad,
yeah.
too.
We couldn't have anyone that speaks incoherently. Oh, my God. We just played yesterday just a brief montage. It's all become a WTF, Donnie, exercise at this point.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I don't know how many NOWA warnings we can have, but first of all, yay, Nicole Wallace was back from the longest maternity leave ever.
And she said the S word.
Yes, she did.
I did not bring it in because it was...
She's a potty mouth, which we love.
She was a potty mouth.
But she had Sarah Matthews, ex-deputy press secretary for Donald Trump. How many NOWA warnings can we get? NOWA warning?
I know.
All these people, when they were on the payroll,
not so much
warning. But NOWA warning about the danger of Donald Trump. So we have Anil Katyal on. But we shall see what happens with this Judge Cannon thing.
Mm-hmm.
Trump lawyers hope Judge Cannon can help them interfere with his other criminal cases. I mean, This is what they're hoping, is that she is literally a judicial blocker.
Yep.
For all of the other cases against Donald Trump. We shall talk to Charlie Pierce about that and much more on The Stephanie Miller Show.
From the city where the official bird is the plastic pink flamingo. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin wildlife officials say the danger for wildfires is high. Much of the state hasn't been under several inches of snow since January. Department of Natural Resources wardens say warmer than normal temperatures, low humidity, breezy conditions, and dry vegetation all add to the problem. Last weekend, the DNR responded to 15 wildfires that burned 30 acres. Nearly all wildfires in Wisconsin are caused by people. Much of southern Wisconsin is going on a wild weather ride today, starting with possible record-high temperatures, then snow, strong storms, and bitter cold. Today starts as mild as yesterday. High temperatures should reach the 60s and even the low 70s. Things take a turn starting at about 6 tonight with a chance of severe weather. In Racine and Kenosha, maybe even tornadoes. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WMDX News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Students at the Middleton Cross Plains School District are back in class Tuesday after Monday's network outage. District officials say that several mission-critical systems were shut down during the outage, including student information, phones, security cameras, and transportation routing. They have not said what caused the outage. They say that they were able to find the appropriate remedies to the outage with the help of experts at the state and national levels. The Middleton Public Library's first bookmobile will hit the road later this year, and they need your help to stuff the bookmobile. They're looking to raise $50,000 to purchase over 1,000 books for readers of all ages. The bookmobile will serve as a full-service library and looks to promote reading for people of all ages. You can learn more about the bookmobile at the library on Hubbard Avenue. And that's what you need to know. I'm Nate Wegehout, WMDX News.
Hey folks, Stephanie Miller here. As an enlightened progressive, you know how important it is to do business in accordance with your politics. That's why Solidarity Realty is my favorite real estate firm in Madison. Solidarity Realty is a local independent realty company that lives their values. They provide outstanding expertise and protect your best interests while building community and promoting sustainability and diversity. Viva la resistance! Find them today at SolidarityRealty.com. And don't forget, tell them Stephanie Miller sent you.
Mostly sunny today with clouds and a chance of light rain after about 3 or 4 o'clock this afternoon. Our high today, 68, with temperatures dropping fairly quickly by late this afternoon into this evening. Tonight, light snow, 17. Tomorrow, little light snow early, then sunshine, colder, high of 26. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 52.
Whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or professional technician, Auto Value is committed to providing the parts you need and the service you deserve. Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
Your school can earn up to $10,000 this year. Just save the UPCs from the Country Hearth products your family already enjoys. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. That's loavesforlearning.com.
Do you ever get tired of one-sided conversations filled with mean-spirited rhetoric? It's time to listen and engage. Join the Rational Revolution with me, Chris Alfine, Saturday afternoons at 2 and Sunday afternoons at 1 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Broadcasting from Civic Media Global Headquarters on State Street, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
I think often that maybe people aren't taking the threat of Trump seriously because there aren't more Republicans out there and sounding the alarm as well. Because I know that there are so many Republican elected officials who say these things privately but would never say them publicly.
Our latest edition of Now a Warning, this one starring Sarah Matthews, Deputy Press Secretary for Donald Trump, who now would like to warn us that he might be in some way a threat. Okay. No, good for her. We welcome everybody to the fold.
The chicks are doing it. Dudes are just chicken. Yeah.
Sisters are doing it for themselves.
The dudes are snowflakes.
Exactly.
I'm sorry, Mumbly?
The dudes are snowflakes.
Okay. Don't make him yell. Then
Chris has a cold and he's wearing a mask to be a good boy.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Speaking of good boys.
There's only one man now that understands. And that's the author of Idiot America.
Pierce.
Charlie Pierce, political columnist for Esquire.com.
Why is everybody always laughing with me?
Hiya, Charlie. Hiya.
Hi. Hi, everybody. Good morning, Jody Hamilton.
Good morning, Charlie Pierce.
Oh, you look like you were just...
Are you in mourning with me, that the departure of Jack McCoy?
Yes, that was so sad I cried.
Who? What?
Huh? I know. I got all misty, too.
I totally cried.
Is this in Law and
Sam
Order?
Is this Law and Order?
Law
and Order.
Okay. Oh, yeah, Sam Waterston has left.
Okay, oh. He's been with the show since the beginning.
Not since the beginning.
Well, he's living in a beach house with Martin Sheen, for God's sakes. He can't be bothered to...
Right.
Oh,
different
I'm sorry.
Show.
Different show.
Different show.
Pardon me.
Yeah, he's not me. Ever since, you know, people haven't noted this very much, but during the, you know, 123 years he was on Law and Order, he did a lot of interesting side projects.
Yes, he did.
He was the only good thing about the newsroom. And Frankie and Johnny was wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
And he also did a John Waters movie.
All right, let's,
really?
Yes. He did Serial Mom.
He did, you're correct.
Yes.
You are right.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Okay, this concludes this useless trivia section of the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, there goes the Sam Waterston booking.
Happy primary
okay,
day.
I was going to mention like about how Tom Cruise still owes me a beer. But...
Happy Michigan primary day. You retweeted...
Well, sort of, yeah. I mean, the Republicans have decided that not only are they going to divide their primary process in two, but they're going to have two parties.
Yes. The Republicans
they're going
have
to have two
parties.
That seems
parties.
To be working well for
one
them.
One of them run by a big bowl of nuts, by the way.
Yeah.
Ms. Caramo.
Yep.
Yeah. So you retweeted Democrats feckless for running Joe Biden, Bob Costa says, and you thought, I never get to say this to anyone. Stick to sports, Bob. I mean, I had to play the clip yesterday of Kristen Welker actually saying to Gavin Newsom, is it responsible for Democrats to keep Joe Biden off the top of the ticket? Oh, my God.
Well, to his credit, Newsom hit that baby out of the park.
Yes, he did, as he always does. Yeah. I mean, okay. Charlie, what are you, so we've been talking about what the size of the protest vote might be today in Michigan.
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure that, you know, in the precincts around Dearborn, there'll be a very heavy uncommitted because those are people with real, you know, real skin in the game. And I hate to say it that way, but in Gaza, they're very close to the issue. And frankly, I wouldn't blame them at this point. But I don't know what Beto O'Rourke is doing. I mean, obviously, he's on a book tour, but still.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what dog he has in the fight.
Well, and, I mean, he clarified that he wants Biden to very much to win and blah, blah, blah. You know, he said all the right things that, you know, he does not want to hurt him.
He is one of the most overrated political figures of my time.
Huh. Oh,
the guy has literally done nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Well, he hasn't. I wish he won, but he didn't win in Texas, unfortunately. All right, let's talk about. So, what are your predictions for a government shutdown this time?
I wouldn't even venture a guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah, I'm so unclear as to what Speaker Moses thinks his mandate is. That. You know, I think this time it may actually happen. I don't think he's capable of stopping it.
Someone said Democrats should make a motion to vacate if he shuts the government down again.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, they left that rule in place.
Yeah. By the way, so you wrote a piece about, he apparently gave this very theocratic speech that made people very awkward. Even Republicans feel awkward. You said Speaker of the House Mike Johnson, surely the most obvious theocrat to occupy a space in the presidential line of succession in two centuries. Certainly no other speaker has declared himself to be the modern Moses, while the majority he purports to lead thins to almost to invisibility. Now it seems that Moses Mike and his delusions of religious grandeur are making people very nervous. One person that was there said, I'm not at church. One of the people said, describing his presentation as horrible. I mean, it's like they're trying to disavow this Christian nationalist judge now that ruled on IVF. They're like, who put this crazy in? It's like you did.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's one they can't get out from under, I don't think. If the Democrats play it right, which is always, you know, a 50-50 proposition. But, I mean, I can't think of a medical procedure as universally popular as IVF.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, Nikki Haley had a child. Mm-hmm.
Mike Pence.
Through IVF.
Had a child, yeah.
She can't be as strongly for it as Donald Trump is.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Nikki Haley was artificially inseminated. She did not have IVF.
Pardon me. I can't believe the gay guy told me more than I needed. I knew about it. Okay. You know, also, Charlie, speaking of Nikki Haley, we were saying that she's...
Well, I was going to say to Chris, I mean... That doesn't make a difference to these people.
I know it doesn't make a difference, but they are two different procedures.
Okay, my turn? Yes. Charlie.
Well, I don't know. Chris and I are having an earnest debate about embryos here.
Yeah, I know all about embryos.
Speaking of Nikki Haley, we were saying that she's mathematically making a good point that, you know, 40% are not voting, of Republicans are not voting for Trump, which is deadly. I mean, Robert Reich just said, look closer. Trump's reelection campaign is in dire straits. He said, don't fall for the media hoopla. In fact, Donald Trump is doing extraordinarily poorly in the Republican primaries and caucuses. In Saturday's South Carolina primary, he got just under 60%, right? Nikki Haley got 40. If Joe Biden had gotten under 60% of the vote in the Democratic primary, the mainstream media would declare his reelection campaign in dire straits, of course. He broke down the Iowa numbers, Charlie. Less than 3% of Iowans voted for Donald Trump when you break down. You know, Joe Biden made the point last night on Seth Meyers about what a tiny percentage of even Republicans are controlling the Republican Party. I mean, the math isn't good, is it, for them?
No, I mean, the tiny percentage that's controlling the Republican Party is absolutely in control. Nobody stands up to these people.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, Ken Buck is the most recent example.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just
even
when
Ken
you think,
Buck,
yeah.
You know, who's been, I guess, as anti-Trump as you can be and still be in the House of Representatives, although he's retiring, you know, decides to put up this stupid resolution.
Yeah. Oh, my God. And
it's not going to do him any good.
And he said, he said, as the nation watches in horror, I'm like, the nation is not watching President Biden in a horror. It's like, it's so, and as you say, he's retiring. What? It's just he has to, what? Because you were saying he's going to be scared of MAGAs in his retirement or something. So
I think he's afraid of what may happen at his retirement home.
Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah. Robert Reich finishes by focusing on the race for the nomination and on Trump's victories, quote-unquote. The media is missing news that's far more relevant to the general election, the discomfort so many Republicans feel with Trump. I mean, you know, again, which is why, you know, Nikki Haley obviously is what did Rupin say yesterday? Because he might stroke out or be in prison. That's why Nikki Haley said.
If she wants to stay in and, you know, keep him under 60% in all of the remaining primaries, I say Godspeed.
Yeah. Yeah. And also, apparently, it's making Trump crazy, which is another benefit.
Well, that's the other thing. She won't give in and leave.
Right. Right.
Like all the others did.
Right. Yeah. A former Republican strategist, I believe, said, I definitely think she should stay in the race. One of the reasons is that it's the first step to building what's going to be critical for defeating Trump in the general election, which is building the anti-Trump coalition. The fact is, it's good to see how many independents and Democrats are motivated enough against Trump that they're turning out in these primaries to go vote against him. I think once you cast a vote against Donald Trump, it makes it much more likely you're going to vote against him again. Anna Navarro said, I think she should stay in because it irritates Donald Trump because it unhinges him. And anything that does that to him, for me, is a positive.
I'm with Anna Navarro 100%.
Yeah.
Anything that makes the guy crazier than we know he is,
right,
is fine by me.
Right.
I mean, if Nikki Haley wants to stay in the race just as, like, itching powder, I'm all in favor of it.
She is like itching powder for him.
Bit, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, this is, and, you know, God knows, you know, he's probably got enough things that make him itch anyway, but we needn't get into that.
How fast do you think Ronna McDaniel is going to reclaim the Romney name now that she has quit?
That's going to be fascinating. She'll probably do it under the radar.
Yeah.
She may have to pay some sort of, you know, weird Mormon penalty for having renounced her birth name. But
I mean, who knows what
she may have to wait a while to get her own planet after she dies.
So one former Republican congressional advisor said McDaniel quit because she wouldn't let Trump use the RNC as a bank. Well, when did does that now? Seriously, that's a new thing for Ronna? She said you had Trump loyalists who want to do the former president's bidding, Ronna McDaniel's resignation. It's surprising that she would go. This is a great job to have. She was a regular woman in politics in Michigan one day. Then she got the vanity and all the glamour of this job. She said this tells you Ronna McDaniel is not okay with Trump world using the RNC as a bank. That's a big reason she's leaving. She'd rather resign than be pushed out. Last year, she sat with us in a private setting and talked about the RNC as a turnout operation. They don't tell candidates what to do. Well, I mean, and there's apparently, like, you know, chaos in the ranks about Lara Trump taking over.
Well, I mean,
she's kind of said the money's all going to Trump.
Right. Yeah. I think they can tell candidates not to steal all their money.
Right. Right.
You know, it's one thing to say you're not going to tell candidates what to do. It's another thing to say, hey, stop stealing all our money for your legal fees.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it is like being on a really terrifying ride that you know that ending's going to be like one of your favorite roller coasters, Chris, but it's just going to be really terrifying because you're kind of like, oh, this is good. They're going to go right off they're going to join the Whigs off the cliff. But it's just terrifying at the ride in the meantime, right?
Well, I think Lara Trump might be the death blow.
Yeah,
I think so too.
Yeah,
because you know she's going to go after it with both hands.
Yeah. Oh, the grift will be complete.
Yeah, you know, she's already said that the primary purpose of the RNC is to elect her father-in-law again.
My God.
You know, we must make all those House and Senate candidates overjoyed.
Yeah.
No, of course.
Final prediction: will anyone ever receive their gold sneakers? Will they ever actually? Or presumably black people were going to buy all of them.
As Michael Che said on Saturday Night Live, you can identify them by the guy they're carrying off the airplane.
All right, Charlie. Happy whatever day it is, if you sell it to those who celebrate.
It's happy Michigan primary.
There you go.
Half Republican, all Democrat day.
There you go. A little clunky, but
luckily, Rachel will be on TV tonight to explain everything
Yay,
to us.
Yay, Professor Dr. Matt.
And I'll save my Tom Cruise story for another day.
Oh, all right. Wait, no, you could tell it now if you like.
Yeah.
Go.
Well, no, I was in England doing a GQ cover on him before Jerry Maguire, while he was over there shooting Eyes Wide Shut.
Right.
And we did a walk and talk through this, like, estate that where he was staying. And we wound up at this country pub, and we sat down, and I said, how about a beer? And he said, sure. So we went in, and we sat down, and I ordered a couple of pints, and he said to me, do you mind paying? I left my wallet back in the house. And I said, hey, Mr. Fork, I can open a movie for $15 million the first weekend. You're giving me I left my wallet at home? Come up with a better one than that, Ace. So that's how Tom Cruise owes me a beer.
Oh, all right. I have a much shorter story. Remember the party I was at? Oh, I was on a date with Todd Bridges. That's where the punchline begins
that matters,
and ends.
Right?
Wait, time like, out. You were on a date with Willis?
Yes.
What you talking about? Yes.
Did you say that to him?
Probably. My point is, he invited me to some fancy Halloween party at some fancy, I don't know, director, producer's house. Anyway, Tom, there's a group of A-listers right next to us, and Tom Cruise turned around and walked by me, and he was wearing his gorgeous red shirt, and and I just said, you're beautiful. And he just laughed and said, thank you. Okay, so that was my ridiculous
That's
Tom
your
run-in
with Tom Cruise?
Huh?
That's your run-in?
That was it.
Just know he will stiff you on the bill.
Well, I wouldn't have thought he was quite so pretty if I'd known that. Todd Bridges picked up the bill, at least.
He is a good-looking dude. I got to give him that.
Yeah, he is beautiful. He is. It was a little much, like right in my face. I was like, oh, my God. Okay. Love you, Charlie. Mwah.
See you later.
Bye. Bye. See you in 49 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by, you need extra protein today to keep your strength up.
Oh, yes,
doesn't feel good. Crystal boy.
Oh, I need some extra
Do. I know you do.
I need some extra
whey. All right. Whey. Chris loves the whey protein. Chrissy, Jody and I like the plant protein. They come in delicious flavors. And Tony Horton, P90X guy, invented it. He was, you remember, I used to do P90X. And then he got shingles. He got very sick. Didn't know if he'd make it. He invented this particular, it's called, hold please, high impact protein. Yeah. HMB, it's a naturally occurring molecule that helps build and maintain muscle even without exercising. It's available in whey and plant protein to mix with your favorite beverage. One scoop a day supercharges muscle growth, boosts energy, helps you slim down. Imagine muscle building without having the exercise. I mean, we recommend exercise anyway.
Yes.
But I'm just saying, like my friend Wanda's recovering from cancer, and she hasn't, you know, hadn't had the strength yet to work out, but she's, you know, she lost muscle mass, so she's using protein to help rebuild it.
Power Life.
Yes, mypowerlife.com. Use the code fitness, save 30%. You even get a 90-day guarantee. Mypowerlife.com and type in fitness or text fitness to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, or cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
You're the most awesome person I have ever known. Well, second most awesome.
Right. Of course, the first being...
Stephanie Miller.
Well, you've been hearing me rave about Cozy Earth for a couple of years now and how incredibly soft and luxurious their sheets are. Well, I am not alone. They literally have thousands of customers who have left five-star reviews on their website, like this one from Haley. Honestly, the best sheets we've ever had. Absolutely a dream to slip into each night. Everyone deserves to splurge on these sheets. You will have no regrets. Couldn't agree more. Cozy Earth sheets available now in 15 awesome colors are made from viscose from bamboo, making them temperature regulating so you will sleep cool and comfy year-round. Cozy Earth even offers a 100-night sleep trial. Sleep on it, wash it, try it out. If you're not completely in love, just send it back within 100 days for a full refund. Experience life-changing luxury with the world's softest sheets. Go to CozyEarth.com. Enter my promo code Miller at checkout to save up to 35% on Cozy Earth bedding, pajamas, bath towels, loungewear, and more. I love my Cozy Earth jammies and my Cozy Earth sheets. You will too. That is CozyEarth.com. The promo code is Miller. Type in Miller for 35% off CozyEarth.com. Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris. He is 83 years old, looks amazing, still kicking, punching, feeling great. Chuck Norris's key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, for me, this has been a real game changer. I love it. I use it in my bike and hike bottle every day. Morning Kick isn't just your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support joints, give you energy, and makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help shed those extra pounds and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, enhance your overall well-being, or want to feel younger, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. The code is Stephanie, or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
When you're having computer problems, you need a company you trust to get things working again, quickly and affordably. Madison Computer Works has been doing that for business and residential customers for decades. Our computer care plans take away the hassle of being without your computer or needing to bring it in for repair. Starting at only $10 a month, our local and friendly techs provide remote help and can fix most problems in just minutes. Call 608-231-8000 and sign up today. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
For the Love of Democracy Tour 2024, thank you, Chance Design Build, going to the Wolverine State for the Michigan primary. Tune in Monday and Tuesday with an expanded time, Devils Advocates 3 to 6 p.m., WMDX 92.7.
The John and Gordy Show.
When they speak up, people respond to that, yes. React to that, and they may not react very well to that, and they may even dispute it and may argue and debate with them. And they're making off all this stuff about, you know, being silenced and censored. They want to avoid the consequences of their ideas. Live with the consequences of your thoughts, of your ideas, and grow up.
Weekday mornings, 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know what's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Stephanie Miller. Can't you see? Sometimes your words just hypnotize me. And I just love your flashy ways. Guess that's why they're broken.
You're so mean. What? What? It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Alpha Liberal Cliff Schechter coming up for the hour in just a second. All right, Neil Katyal on this ridiculous Trump immunity thing.
And he's saying, I'm immune and I'm going to delay all of these cases against me so that I don't have to face the wheels of justice. Again, it's all about just being antithetical to the rule of law and democracy. And so here his claim is, you know, look, I'm immune while I'm president, even though that was flatly rejected by our nation's second highest court just a couple weeks ago. And as you point out, it doesn't matter because he is charged with retaining the documents after he was president.
Thank you. Thank you, Neil Katyal. Judge Cannon has stunned legal experts with a series of unusually favorable rulings for Donald Trump. The former Trump's lawyers hoping she might help him avoid a trial in another federal court. This is just beyond absurd. Yeah. She's helped Trump stall his prosecution in the classified documents case, making a trial that would end before the election unlikely. His legal team sees an opportunity for her to put Judge Chutkan in a position where she could not start a trial in D.C. before voters head to the polls, meaning ice her, said one person familiar with the strategy, making it impossible for her to jam a trial down before the election by things that are out of her control. Trump's legal team openly stated they intend to play his cases off one another to create scheduling difficulties to delay his trials, as you do if you're completely innocent and would like to be exonerated before the election. One more, Neil Katyal.
Now, when he was president, he said, I can't be indicted because I'm a sitting president. You can only impeach me. He was then impeached. And then he says, you can't impeach me. You can only indict me after I leave office. He's then indicted after he leaves office and says, you can't indict me because I was never impeached. I mean, it's all just a shell game.
Yeah, exactly. As everything he does is.
Well, I think any fair-minded judge would take these claims and throw them out pretty much right away. I mean, in addition to the immunity claim we were just talking about, is a claim that the special counsel is unconstitutional. Presidents of both parties, George W. Bush and others, have used these exact regulations and have found no constitutional defects. I think those claims are weak, as well as the other ones. And, you know, this is a judge who's been rebuked twice by the Court of Appeals in her very conservative circuit.
And one last one, Neil Katyal.
So my hope is that, you know, she's learned her lesson. We will find out maybe as early as Friday whether she'll keep that May 20th trial date, extend it, how long she'll extend it. Obviously, there's a concern if she extends it past the election that Donald Trump wins and will nullify this prosecution, order it dropped. And then, of course, no accountability for him for what are very serious crimes. And, you know, any president, any government official of any party who did anything like this would have been indicted by now, would be indicted and indeed convicted by now.
Thank you. You know what we need now? We need an alpha liberal.
We do.
Yeah. Cliff Schechter, next on the Stephanie Miller Show.
On air at 92.7 megahertz frequency modulation and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wander. Metamorphosis, philosopher you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.